Listening 78. Useless, but less useless than I was. Several years ago, my father gave me two options. I could either join the army or work as a volunteer in Africa. He made a long speech, emphasizing the fact that my life was empty and that although he'd encouraged me to do great things, I'd done nothing and I was useless. He said that the only thing that motivated my empty life was marijuana, and that if I couldn't be helpful on my own and make an effort, he'd force me to join an institution where I had to work with others. Naturally, I was offended. When your own dad tells you you have no respect for human beings and that you have no sense of morality, it's not good. Of course, most kids would tell their dad, no, but I couldn't. Our family has millions. Money which we made first with the steam engine, later the electric motor, and then when we built an international engineering firm. I was the first of our family not to be an engineer. I was a freelance graphic designer, and according to my father, useless. Anyway, if my father said I was useless, I had to make an effort to be useful. Money can have a powerful effect on your motivation. In the end, though, my father was right. The experience was amazing, and I would encourage anyone else to do it. It helped me gain a sense of morality and respect for humans. And my father, a man of his word, finally gave me my inheritance after I spent 3 years in Africa. The thing is, though, I soon returned to my old life, my old friends, and most of all, marijuana. I guess you can't change someone's personality totally. But what's interesting is that I insist my father did the right thing. Although I'm still useless, I'm a lot less useless than I was. So, do things like that for your kids. Even if it only changes them a little bit, it's worth it.